The biggest news of the century is that Rowena is about to move back.
And so he comes and he picks me up with Charlie in the car, who is always super excited to see me. And I was thinking, this is not forever. Like this moment right here, when we have kids, for example, or like when we don't live in LA, or when our work schedule is not the same. No, I'm not pregnant.
I love how you just defaulted to
I'm
that.
not
I'm not
pregnant.
pregnant.
Although I really like have massive baby fever.
Hello, and welcome back to Voice Hugs, a podcast on becoming your best self and embracing all seasons of life with open arms. This is your host, Viv and Ro. Viv.
Hi.
Viv and Ro, Ro.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
So we are at the end of quarter one, and every time we hit these places on the calendar, I always get in a reflective mood. Was
hello.
thinking about the last year and how we ended up, I think we ended last year, last quarter, with updates on like our year and kind of like where we were. I think it'd be nice to do a check-in for this episode. Yeah, like see where both of us are in our life transitions for this year.
Because Viv's birthday is coming up. It's coming right
Yay.
up. So even more time for reflections.
Yay. I don't feel as excited about this birthday this year because it's just like a whatever number. But I've said this before, I enjoy growing older and aging, and it doesn't scare me. So I guess that's like a relief for myself. But before we get to my birthday, something that I was thinking about that you shared last year was that I think you were in a period in your life where there were a lot of big changes that were happening or were going to happen. Last fall, you got engaged, and I know you also made changes in your business. I remember the whole episode, we actually had a whole section about how like your career and like, trying to figure out what to do next, people to hire, etc. Last episode, you brought up having a new editor that will probably not be continue to be your editor.
Still on a hunt for editors.
Reach out to at Rowena Tsai or
Yes.
whatever your email
Email
is.
me, rowenatai@gmail.com.
Would love to hear about like how you felt during that time, because I think we get a lot of emails from people who are in these like big transitionary phase, and there's a lot of fear and unknown that comes with that time. How are you feeling then versus how are you feeling now?
I think the great thing about growing up, because it's timely since it's your birthday. And as you said, I've always really enjoyed growing up, is that you're able to get more reps in. You know, now that we're in our 30s, we've been through dozens, if not more, types of transitions. And I really do think that over time, it gets easier. The more you know yourself, the more you know relatively what you want and like relatively the direction that you're heading in. Of course, the clearer you are with the direction, it's the clearer, you know, the easier everything else becomes. But just because you have a direction also doesn't mean that there won't be transitions along the way to get you to where you want to be. I think as the transitions were happening, I think for the first time in my life, I wasn't resisting it. Now that I'm thinking back, it was like, okay, you know, I'm realizing these things about people that I was working with. Maybe that's not what I want for myself. Or maybe there's something else that I want for myself. So what is that? And like actually sitting down, being proactive, journaling, writing out like, this is my dream manager, or like, this is my dream, you know, team and the people that I work with. And ironically, for as much as I talk about journaling and being intentional and being proactive, like this, that was actually the first time I sat down and I was like, this is who I want to help manage Rowena Tsai. And these are the people who I want to be on Team Potatoes team. Like, it helps so much because it's giving you clarity. I'm purposely avoiding the word manifestation because I don't really like that word. The clearer you become about something, the more you can consciously or subconsciously work towards it. Yeah, I think going back to the I'm not resisting change or I'm not forcing myself to change is actually like a huge thing in my life, because no matter what would happen, maybe I would get bored of something, maybe, you know, someone younger than me would start managing me and then I would be pissed and then I would want to leave and I'd move back home and then I'd move back to New York. Like, everything that I've done in my life up till last year, the fall of last year, I was either running away from something or I was running towards something, which is fine, right? Like, you do what you got to do. It's good to run towards something, or it's good to have something to run towards. But I think for the first time in my life last year, I was just like, okay, life is happening and I'm just along for the ride. Not in a passive way, but in like a natural, accepting, grounded, peaceful way. Mm-hmm. The biggest news of the century is that Rowena is about to move back to the West Coast.
Yay! Woo!
It's where my family is. It's where my fiance now Woo! Is. And it's where Vivian is. It's where, yeah, like, you know, all my aunts, all my cousins, and they're all like more or less having babies now. It's like, I just want to be there for all of that. But also, I think going back to what I was saying about it just seems to be the right time. I had lunch with my cousin over the weekend and he was asking like, hey, like, how are you feeling about this? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Like, how you doing? I think that was when I realized, yeah, for the first time in my life, I'm not running away from anything. It's not because I'm unhappy about something about my current circumstances that I'm like, oh, I'm over this. Like, I need an escape. I need to go back to SoCal. More so, I think it's the right time. Not that it's like the right thing to do, but it's just like the right thing to do in this season of my life. Mm-hmm. And to just kind of like being able to roll with it rather than to roll against something or to roll away from something is something that I'm not used to. And man, this feels great. And like, there's nothing that I need to hide. I can very proactively communicate with my team that and give them time, right? Like, hey, in 2 months, this is going to happen. And it just creates this environment where, I don't know, I don't feel like I need to like hide anything or to be ashamed or to like, you know, I can't tell people, because that is what usually leads to a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. And I think I've also seen other team members who just like very abruptly leave their roles, and it like creates all of this like more like objectively negative cascading effect, because everyone's like, oh my god, like this happened so suddenly. So anyway, just like, I'm proud of myself for being able to be like, hey, here's like a 3-month notice, here's everything that I'm gonna do to make the transition smooth, and I'm still very much involved and committed to the team. And when I'm talking about this team, it's mostly Beauty Within, because if you guys have been following along, I'm also on the skincare beauty channel for the past like 5-6 years now. And that was what was primarily rooting me in New York.
I think that even just as like a friend, hearing you talk about, I mean, because I obviously knew you were going to come here, right? Like the exact date, didn't know. But I think how you have been describing this chapter in your life, even when you felt like you had all these open tabs last quarter, it truly does feel like you're in a place where you're accepting it is what it is, and you're embracing it. Maybe not accepting, you're embracing it. And mm-hmm. when you talked about getting all of your reps in, it could be that like maybe we've gotten our reps in so many times of knowing how to recognize these transitionary phases in our life, and that like knowing that in this last year, you're like, oh my god, so many things are up in the air, but I felt this before. I know mm-hmm. what this is, and I'm just gonna let it happen and go along for the journey. And I think like the more that you actually do embrace it, the more calm and at ease, and that's what everyone around you is going to feel too, right? It's like, okay, well, there's a 3-month notice. What can I do from now until then to assure you, get you ready, you know, get myself ready? And so I have a feeling that when you do move to LA, even though that in itself is going to be a huge physical transition for you, it won't feel as like dramatic or as big as it could have in the past.
Yeah. And to help you guys paint a picture, so I moved to New York for a year, I moved back to LA for a year, and I moved back to New York for a year. So that last move back to LA was, I think I decided within a week or two, and then everything was packed up, found a sublet, I just left. My roommate was in Australia at that time. I didn't know until now, like years later, because she's my co-host on the beauty channel, right? The skincare channel. So she's like, yeah, I was literally in Australia, I came back and you were gone. Because you know how we usually live our lives in our own heads. And it never occurred to me that from her perspective, I just literally uprooted and left without saying anything. Even though it was like 5-6 years later, it kind of hit me and I was like, darn, I thought I was a pretty thoughtful person. I thought I was a pretty, you know, like conscientious whatever. But it's like in that moment, not that, you know, she didn't tell me that so that I would feel anything, but it's like being able to see from her perspective, I was like, oh, wow, you know, I actually am not as perfect of a human that I thought I was. Or like, you know, like there's just things that I could have worked on. So that was just kind of to show the mental state that I was in last time, where I literally was just like, okay, I'm leaving, not even gonna say anything, and I just left. And then versus now, it's like, as you're saying, like the discomfort, it's like whatever's waiting for you on the other side, if you're able to lean into discomfort and embrace discomfort, is just gonna like actually be rainbows and butterflies. You're still gonna need to work hard, but I think it's like transitions are life's way of helping you level up in the game of life.
Earlier when you were sharing your fiance, I was like, oh my gosh, I've like never really heard you call James your fiance. I want to give full credit to Rowena Tsai, you know, for like the work that she's done up to this point. But I also want to give a shout out to James, because I do see how much of an impact he has, not an impact he has on you, but like the difference that he makes, his role in your life. And just like how you were describing your year and the chapter that you're about to enter, around fall was when all these transitions were happening. And that was also when you were getting engaged. And I think like now moving to LA, you're moving home with someone, you know, like you're starting this new chapter with James. How much of a role do you feel like that has played in your groundedness or calmness, or do we give full credit to Ro? You know, like maybe it is just that you're entering your early 30s and it doesn't necessarily have to do with this person in your life.
Oh, I think he deserves all the credit that is his. One big thing that he taught me that we joke about all the time is that to him, sometimes doing things as a team can be more rewarding than like winning. We're both very competitive people, me and you, Viv. We're both like need to have the last word, need to win, very, very competitive. And the objective of playing games is to win. That's my thinking. And I think James really helped me realize that sure, it's fun to win, but like the journey of playing the game as a team together can also be fun. You know, when I was single, I was literally just living for myself. You know, sure, living for my parents, spirituality, work, all of that too, but the only person I had to think about really was myself. So when I think James came into the equation, his compassion and understanding and patience with me as I started off as like an independent individual to slowly becoming a unit with him, I think like that helped me in many ways. And I'm sure you guys can tell on this podcast too of like all the learnings that I've had and how he's really grounded me and helped me become a more kind and compassionate person. Yeah, I think a lot of credit goes to him. And I also feel like in life, not to say that marriage is end all be all, but to be able to find your partner in life who you are excited to spend the rest of your life with, who you just like when you think of them, you're like, and you just light up. A little tangent, but like, I'm actually the only thing that I'm scared of moving home is I'm scared that I'm just gonna want to play all the time with him. That's actually what I'm the most scared of. But I think, like, on the other side of that is, like, I'm very grateful that I've been able to find this person who I can just, like, be a little kid around and, like, have fun and play and relax and, you know, not take life too seriously, but at the same time have this side of both of us that we're, like, both very driven, very ambitious, very mission-oriented and value-oriented and all of that. Yeah, I think, like, really finding someone who you're just excited to spend the rest of your life with and who makes you a better person and who, like, sees magic in you and also you in them is so precious. So if we think back on the timeline, I really do think it was the engagement that set everything off, because before the engagement, like, I always told him and I always told myself that before getting engaged, I'm not going to think about moving, even though, you know, my closest friends know, I know that eventually I would move home. It just, like, kept, like, you know, one more year. And so I think when the proposal happened, I was like, okay, this is getting real. The move is going to happen soon. And I think if, you know, just thinking about the move and this new life that I'm going to live, and I think maybe that also subconsciously kickstarted a lot of, okay, like, what is the life that you really want to live in this new season? Which probably made me think about my team and the people that I'm working with and all of that. And I think that kind of helped molded everything together. Mm-hmm. Big life transitions.
I'm really excited for this new chapter in your life. Like, one, obviously, because you're going to be home and, like, 15 minutes away from me. But it's so precious to watch someone grow up and to really see, you know, like, how someone's life plays out. You usually see that with your siblings or your parents, your family. But it's harder to have that with friends that you, like, you've grown up with. And when I think about friends that I've grown up with, I'm like, oh yeah, like friends from high school, but you're only 2 years after high school, you know? So it's like, I've known you since before since I was 19, I was a teenager. And it's just so, I don't know, like, it makes me feel, I'm not teary, but I kind of am teary. Like, it's just really sweet to be able to watch your friends and, like, to watch you change throughout the years and go through these big life transitions. All of these transitions were huge for you, you know, and seeing where you are now and embracing this new chapter. For me, when I think about, like, life transitions, I wonder how much age plays into the embrace and the acceptance and the, all right, let's see what happens in this season.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, like, now being 30, 31, I'm like, man, I have no energy to resist anymore. You know, even when, like, things that happen in my life that I don't want to happen, what am I going to do?
I don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy. I know that it's temporary. I know that this is a chapter and that, like, whatever comes with it is going to be this part of my life that later on I'll look back to. But embracing it is a lot easier. More fun and easier because then as things happen, you just go with it. You know,
you're, and, like, you're not okay. Resisting anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also with, like, embracing transitions, it will be less likely for you to have crazy midlife crises or quarter life crises. Or maybe it is a quarter life crisis where it is a big transition. And so it kind of lessens the midlife crisis because you're allowing yourself to check in with yourself and to ask yourself, who am I? What do I care about? What do I want to do in life? So you won't have an identity crisis.
If there's fear or resistance that you're feeling in a transitionary period, that's just more information for you to figure out why. And maybe it is that you're not ready, right? Like, let's say you actually weren't ready to move back to LA oh, we would feel it. Everyone around you would feel
it. You would hear it in my voice. You guys would be emailing me, be like, Ro, are you sure you want to move?
I'm like, don't move back yet. You're not ready.
You're not ready. Stay. Stay longer.
Yeah. So I think that's important too, right? Like if you are feeling a certain way, to embrace that.
So with all this talk of transitions, Viv, is there a transition that you're going through in your life right now?
There are big transitions happening this year as well, which I haven't really even updated you with. And I am not as ready for these transitions, which is probably why I haven't updated you on that. But it does involve moving and kind of just switching the dynamic of my like everyday life a little bit. There are parts where I'm very excited for it, and I'm sure I will get into it in a future episode. But I think for me, at least looking back and not forward for this like question, I think the biggest transition that happened for me in Q1 of this year is that we hired editors for Voice Hugs. Yeah, that was a game changer to my life. I look back at 2022 and I just cannot believe that I spent so many hours editing every episode. I think we released like 34 episodes last year, and every week it was like truly a full-time job, you know, after my full-time job. And so this year, I remember the first week that we got an editor, I felt like I was on vacation, but I was still working. And if that in that first week, I felt like I was on vacation, it means that like in the last 3 months, I feel like so free and so like I can actually live my life and not like, yeah. And I don't blame like the podcast or like the work that I put into the podcast last year as like the reason why I don't feel free. I think last year as a whole was a period in my life where like I couldn't deal with what was happening outside of Voice Hugs. And so I used the podcast as a way to
escape.
Exactly. I like escape through work, right? And I think like towards the end of last year, when I was at my low of just feeling so defeated and communicating that with you and, you know, getting to a point where I could rely on friends and find support, I truly have found so much support in like even just like this friendship in the last quarter, and feeling like I can take in a different time of my life now. Like yesterday, my boyfriend was telling me like, you've been so pleasant to be around. You know, like I'm not stressed all the time. I'm not like working all the time, and I can actually spend time with him on the weekends and like after work and just do normal things like binge watch Korean dramas. And I'm embracing a season of relaxation right now and preparing for upcoming changes.
See, this is a good example on what's on the other side of transitions. It's kind of like you go through the heat and then you turn into a diamond and then you do it again in another context.
Yeah, like I really didn't want to let go of editing for a long time. Like you would ask like, you know, like, are you still good to edit? And I'd be like, yeah, got it, no problem. But like the reality is,
and towards the end of last year, you're like, Ro, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, girl, you can tell me sooner.
Yeah, you were like, if I knew, I would have done something at like mid-year, you know? And instead, it's I was resisting myself from embracing like rest. I'm so much happier right now than 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a year ago. And I'm going to let myself enjoy that because I know things are going to happen again, you know? Like your life will happen. And right now, what is happening, I need to just be with it and be okay with it. Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of us.
Yeah, proud of us.
Both embracing and leaning into different transitory phases and allowing ourselves to rest when we need, to lean into things when we need.
Yeah, something I thought about recently is I take public transit to work because I work really close by. And a lot of times my boyfriend will pick me up after work, and it kind of feels like, you know how you said, like, you get to act like a baby with James, like a little kid. I definitely feel that way in my relationship too. And something that I realized in this like last year is that like when he picks me up, I'm so excited because it kind of feels like your parents are picking up from school.
Yeah.
And he's always Aww. On time. Like I never Aww. Have to wait. And I remember feeling anxiety when I was younger, like if my parents are going to be there or not when you're done with school. And so he comes and he picks me up with Charlie in the car, who is always super excited to see me. And I was thinking, this is not forever. Like this moment right here is not, you know, when we have kids, for example, or like when we don't live in LA, or when our work schedule is not the same.
Oh, did you just drop it?
No, I'm not pregnant.
No, not that. The when you don't live in, oh, when no. you don't live in LA.
I'm still going to, yes, I mean, in SoCal, but moves are going to happen and like, you know.
I love how you just defaulted to that. I'm not pregnant.
Although I really like have massive baby fever. It's like so
Me too.
Bad.
It is. This is a whole nother conversation. I think what's, okay, sorry, very quick tangent. What's so funny is that when you're in your 20s, the things you talk about are so different from when you're in your 30s. And now everyone's talking about moving, buying houses, having kids, or like how to raise their kids because they just had kids.
The thing is, it's not like for me, it's not that like, oh, everyone is talking about that, so I'm talking about that. It's like you really feel it. Like I feel like it's like a bot physiologic.
Yeah, and I want to talk about it because I'm confused. I'm like, do I start next year? And then if I want three kids, like, do I want to have my last one when I'm 37 or 38? Like, is that okay? Like, do I really want three, or like maybe two is fine? And like, oh my God, I had a dream. I was bawling. It's one of those dreams where you're like crying so much that you wake up and you're in tears still. I was pregnant. And I was just so mad at James and so upset because he wouldn't do something for me. And I don't even remember what. It wasn't anything big. I was just like, I feel like I'm doing this alone.
Aww.
And I just want this thing, but you're not getting it for me. I was so sad. And I woke up and I was like, bro, not yet. I don't think it's time yet.
This is a premonition. Is that what they're called? You're
yeah,
like seeing into the future. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, what's funny is like 2 weeks ago, I had a dream that I was pregnant. I've had multiple dreams this year that I'm pregnant. And okay, again, tangent, but like it is a weird feeling because I obviously don't know what it feels like to be pregnant, but in my dream, I am in love with, like, I know Aww. That it is my job to protect this being, and it feels like there's something inside of me. And I'm like, I can't make this up. Like, I have baby fever. My boyfriend has had dreams of me being pregnant, and he wakes up and he's so, yeah, and we, like, know that, like, it's just so weird. So I think I'm just entering into that phase where, like, yeah. I can't even resist myself.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, my boyfriend and Charlie picking me up, just to wrap this part up. Yeah, just, like, realizing that's not always going to be the case. And I will eventually have to pick up my kids from the babysitter or, like, and so letting myself, like, truly enjoy that right now. You know, like, right now in our relationship, I feel very spoiled with the everyday things of like him cooking for me, and instead of like resisting it or feeling guilt, etc., I'm like, I'm just gonna let him take care of me because this is not going to always be, you know, like
yes,
things will be different in maybe even 6 months. And so, yeah, embracing change in that sense. Not change, but the season yeah. that we are in.
Between both of what we're saying, I think the theme is just really presence, the power of now. Again, not like passively going along for the ride, but to be so present in whichever season you're currently in and allowing yourself to lean into that. Because I feel like even when you were working yourself to the ground last year, maybe a part of you wanted to see how far you could potentially push yourself, or it was a season in your life where you did want to work the way that you worked, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, right? For better or for worse. And there came a new season where you're like, I really can't work like I did. Let's try to see if there's something we can do about it. And then that brought about new changes and a transition into a new beautiful season. And now it's very comforting for me to hear as a friend as well, for a fellow, what is it? Like, you're also very, like, when you know you want something, you really want it. I think to hear you be like very content and embracing the current life that you have, the small pockets of joy that you're being blessed with, that's also very comforting.
Thank you. To us and everyone.
Yeah, to all of us, what are some words of wisdom you can share to close off this episode on life transitions? For anyone going through life transitions.
When you think about your life transitions up until this point, there are always these, like, it almost feels like lifetimes ago. And so keeping in perspective that right now is just what that is for you in the future, I think it helps me at least change my perspective to embracing, like, what it is now. Even if it's really hard, even if you're not loving what's happening, like, I think just knowing that you're going to look back and you're going to be like, whoa, that happened. Whoa, I did that. Or like, whoa, you know? And that's really cool. Like, to feel like you've lived multiple lives in the same lifetime is, I don't know, like, I really love that. Like, I think back to childhood and I'm like, wow, that happened to you, for you, with you, like, whatever that is. And so just keeping that perspective in mind and letting yourself truly enjoy the ride right now.
I love that. Adding on to what you're saying, instead of trying to, this is a little quote from the video that I just posted on success, or if you're feeling behind in life and how to actually be successful, is that instead of trying to come up with the perfect plan and the perfect answers and also like the perfect way and roadmap to execute these plans and these whatever, to just know that within us, as you said, there's multiple great lives to be lived, and it's a matter of picking which one we want to move towards for now. And that just because we choose one path doesn't mean we're closing doors to all the other ones, or vice versa. Because maybe one door will lead to another door and it'll lead you back to where you originally were. And we won't know that until we open these doors.
I love that.
Yeah, to not be afraid and to not shy away from some of these transitions. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, it's easy, because it's not. It's definitely uncomfortable and it's hard and you'll have to make some pretty difficult decisions. But it's through these decision making, through being proactive with like sitting down, writing down what your dream XYZ is, you know, your dream job, your dream partner, your dream team, your dream life, your dream financial wealth status, whatever, right? To be clear about these things. And I also think it's fun to look back on the different chapters of your life to be like, oh, interesting. This is what success meant to me at 10 years old. This is what it meant to me at 15 and 20. Or, hey, this is the thing, these are the things I valued when I was in my 20s. Now these are the things that I'm valuing in my 30s. And then when you're 40s and 50s, it's just fun to look back to see visually, as you said, all the different lives we've lived.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. I'm going to journal right after this to write down these things. It's actually really cool to look back on those entries. So that's a great reminder. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to this episode on life transitions. Would love to hear if any of you guys are currently going through a life transition. You can email us hello@voicehugspodcast.com or shoot us a DM @voicehugspodcast. And if you'd you'd like, if you have time, if you want to support Voice Hugs. It would mean so much to us if you left a review or provided a rating on Spotify or Apple or wherever it is that you're listening to. I think Spotify, you can do the stars. And then for Apple, you can actually write a review. I don't think Spotify has that yet. So yes, that would mean so much to us and help other listeners find our podcast in the world. Hope that everyone here has a great rest of your day wherever you are. And Voice Hugs.
Voice Hugs. We appreciate you.
Love
you're doing great. Yay. Keep going, keep growing.